This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Much like we saw yesterday, there's quite a bit of rain in Brazil and Argentina. We'll have more right after this.
April is full of monthly observances that center around food. So whether it's National Brunch Month, National Grilled Cheese Month, or my personal favorite, National Bacon, Lettuce, and Tomato Sandwich Month, farmers can be proud of the work they do to produce the foods that people eat all over the world. So if you take part in observing any of these food-related celebrations, make sure you thank the American farmers who produce the food of all kinds to meet every dietary preference and make these celebrations of and around food so much more memorable. This message from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Producers in Argentina are now worried about getting too much rain, which can cause delays. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest weather conditions.
Well, the short-term forecast looks very good for Brazil, mostly in the northern portion, but there are some, the bulk of the country does see some sporadic rains throughout in the 1 to 5 day forecast. Argentina, fairly dry, though. That'll be something to watch as they are harvesting. The 6 to 10 day forecast sees a distinct shift. You do still have that northern portion of Brazil getting heavy rains, but the bulk of the eastern portion and some of the southern portions are on the drier side. But a lot of that rain does then swing into Argentina, and that's where you're going to see some excessive rains coming in. Same thing in the 6 to 10 day forecast. Some of those drier areas in Brazil do kind of hold out, and then there are some concerns about the amount of rain coming into to Argentina. It'll be interesting to see if that swings a little bit further to the east, as it did look a little bit different from the 6 a.m. Forecast versus the noon forecast.
McBride said the primary concerns in Argentina are over a delayed harvest, not potential damage to the crops.
So this will be something that we continue to watch. If it does perk up and continue to show us those heavy rains, then we might start to talk about the issues with actual quality of the crop. But for right now, just delays kind of push them back.
The team at Allendale can be reached by calling 800-262-7538, or you can visit allendale-inc.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.